Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Happy July the 4th. This is Dr. John with Scarycast. We're excited to be here today. Got a lot of great things planned. I don't know about you, but Carolina Caricatures, we're going to be out on the boardwalk in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. If you're around there, please give us a call. Please come by and get a caricature drawn, see Cody, Elisa, and our whole crowd of people. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we look forward to having you there. We're looking to have Reverend Shane Griffin here with us. He should be here in just a few seconds. But just wanted to let everybody know we've got a lot of great things coming up. First of all, this coming Saturday is the Jacksonville, North Carolina Comic-Con at the Red Carpet Inn, 701 North Marine Boulevard. That's going to be a biggie. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we look forward to having everyone there. Second of all, we've got coming up the wonderful, the crazy, the incredible. We've got Steampunk Mid-Atlantic is coming up on July the 21st and 22nd in Raleigh, Carolina. That's going to be a good one. We're going to have a lot of great things there. We're even going to be having the folks that will tell you about, and now this is a first, we will be running at the Cape Fear Comic-Con, we will be running the Miss Venus Flytrap pageant, and we will be crowning Miss Venus Flytrap. So come by, see Anthony Dowling with Eno River Media, see myself. We'll be having Venus Flytraps, all kinds of crazy carnivorous plants at Steampunk Mid-Atlantic. That is going to be July 21st and 22nd, Raleigh, North Carolina, at the Raleigh Ramada Inn. That's on Blue Ridge Road, right across from Dorton Arena and the North Carolina State Fairgrounds, right adjacent to North Carolina State University. So please come hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun, July 21st and 22nd. Do that. Well, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Reverend Shane Griffin. Shane, how are you doing this afternoon on the 4th of July?
Hey, I'm doing good today. I'm doing well.
We are glad to have you here, and thanks a lot for being here on this wonderful 4th of July. The reason we got you here is you were a very entertaining guest last week, and we wanted to talk about a subject that you and I both like. We have a number of conversations just when we talk and everything, and one that I wanted to present to everybody today is hermetics. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about hermetics? I think they know, in general, people know a lot about the topic, but they don't really know what it's called and all that. So give us a go, Tell us about hermetics, and we'll go from there today on Scarycast.
All right, hermetics was some teachings that came to light from what we had, the Emerald Tablet, was a thrice Hermes. And there was a writing called the Hermetica. And in that writing, you know, it's one man's spiritual journey. And hey, it's inspired everybody from, you know, William Shakespeare to really the whole Renaissance period was almost credited with Hermeticism. But when we look at that, the main idea that's being gotten across there is that it's, you know, a reflection that it begins with as above, so below, you know, this is where we have that it mirrors, you know, that our world mirrors the other worlds, and that all really, you know, we could go into this, you know, like we talked about prior to, you know, if there's multiple dimensions and each one just side by side, you know, each is just a mirror of the next. But really just of this world mirrors and is a reflection of, you know, of the heavenly world, more or less. And, you know, when you start thinking like that, then, you know, a lot of stuff really starts make sense, and you know, from, and it's not just with us, you know, this is just nature all the way from from smaller particles and you know, just smaller things in nature at a cellular level, as it will mirror things, you know, in our universe, what we call a microcosm. And so, yeah, it's one thing that mirrors the big complex system as a whole. And we have this go on a lot. And, in fact, we are, you know, considered as microcosms of the universe itself. Within hermetics and stuff like that, we're looking at each organ and just the placement, and, you know, we've got chakras and all this other stuff, and within our body, you know, we truly are, you know, made in the image of the universe. You know, they say we're made from stardust. I'm pretty sure you've heard that before, John. But, you know, so, yeah, so when we start looking at hermetics, you know, and the science, the sciences that you know, stray out of hermetics, what do you call it, you know, magical arts and stuff like that. Like I've said before, a lot of times people, you know, they'll kind of scratch their head on that because what they know to be true is mostly, you know, just trickery and stuff like that. But when we're talking about, you know, hermetics and, you know, the hermetic arts and stuff like that, it's really down to a science. As far as, you know, and this is where we get just, you know, most of the stuff we know about four elements. We got the fifth element of ether, and it binds the other four together. And, you know, this is, and then, so when hermetics, in hermetics, when it's practice, it's all about mirroring and reflecting, you know, on a greater picture or a greater story. And, you know, so if we look at it, most of our holidays, you know, most of our holidays are actually doing the same thing. And, you know, we know those have pagan roots and stuff, but most of those, you know, they'll mirror or reflect something in nature that's going on. And, you know, it's kind of characterized and then put on a bigger scene. So, you know, so really in hermetics, it's really all about a simulation and re-simulation. And what, you know, it's so funny to me is because, you know, we've got all these modern beliefs, you know, I hear these modern beliefs all the time, and people say, well, if I could be watching, I was watching the Cosmos, you know, and on the Cosmos, they, you know, kind of went off into the side, you know, thing, basically saying that this universe could be just a copy of another universe. You know, it could be, you know, pretty much just a digitalized copy of another world. And if this be the case, then, well, because eventually we'll make a digitalized copy of our world. And so that raises the question that, well, if we made it, that means that chances are, you know, that we could have came from that too. So, I mean, because once again, we have patterns. It's just about patterns. You know, one thing will happen, and then it'll happen again, and it'll happen again, and happen. Of course, it doesn't happen exactly the same, but there's always pretty much the same structure, the same form there, and the ways that it will, you know, it will reflect onto what's already happened. And so when we start doing that, and this is just nature in general, and this is patterns, shapes, and this is also when we enter into the realm of sacred geometry, you know. And man, if I could tell you that, you know, people that used to travel the whole world over to get this information, you know, we're going into the days of Socrates, Plato, and all the great philosophers of the ancient world. You know, this is kind of what got their gears turning, you know. And hey, if you let it in, I think it'll get your gears turning a little bit too, you know. But
Absolutely.
Just seeing, just,
I mean, you're 100% right on that. And I mean, one thing that I wanted to say to reiterate what you said was, you said if we make a digital copy, well, obviously, we're not the only people around, and if we've made a digital copy, somebody else has too. You know that.
Exactly. You know, and this is when I say, you know, all across the board, there's so much debate. Well, there's not quite as much room for argument as people, you know, might want to make it out as to be sounding. So we can, like I said, we talked about digital copies of the world and, you know, it being a hologram image. And if it is a hologram image, well, hey, that would make sense, you know, some sense as to why everything seems so upside down so much. You know, it's like, especially when you start getting to the root of things, or if you study words and linguistics and etymologies, and you start studying these, and then, you know, you start to look, and it's like one word means to the root, to the core of that word, means something totally, you know, different. It's the exact opposite thing than what you know to be true, you know. And but not just that, it's just so much, you know, just that seems to take place, seems to be so backwards. Everything is told to us, backwards. It's all, you know, ladies and gentlemen, most of it's a lie, you know, and everything is true. You know, everything has some degree of truth. We don't just come up with stuff typically, you know, we typically, stories don't, you know, cling to our societies, you know, and to our minds, you know, and go down through stories after, you know, just generations after generations. You know, we've got, of course, these are exaggerated stories, you know. We'll have folklore, you know, just as it's passed down from one generation to the next, from one mouth to the next, each time gets a little bit more exaggerated. But make no mistake that when it comes to most of our stories, you know, and our folklore, there is a degree of truth to it. And at some point in time, there definitely was. And I like to say, you know, that the truth truly is stranger than fiction. But yeah, when we're looking at, you know, if I'm saying, if we're talking about hermetics, you know, if we're talking about, you know, all degrees of spirituality, all degrees of religions, and if we start, you know, talking about, you know, science, and then even what might sound like science fiction to some, digitalized copies, you know. Well, here's the thing, and I told John before, I said, you know, I have a theory, and everything that we create is actually a recreation of something we have in nature, naturally. So, you know, when they wanted to make a plane, when they wanted to make airplanes, you know, they studied birds. And, you know, just as a small example, of course, but just everything that we have within our technology will mirror nature, and this is what we learn from. You know, naturally, you know, somebody's watching nature, and then they start scratching their head, and then they go and they put some stuff together. But
Hey, Shane, I wanted to let you know that we had a little technical glitch with Blog Talk Radio, and what we're going to do is we'll be shutting down now, and we'll be starting back in about 90 seconds. So I'll give you a quick call in the middle, and we will complete this. And I tell you what, thanks a lot, and we look forward to getting back to hermetics. Have a great one. We'll see you for part two with Reverend Shane Griffin.